That better? There we go. That was just a lot of cheek, so people don't need to hear it, you see. Anyway, good morning. I think what I have to do now is I have to... Do I hand over to you, Marion? Right.
Good morning, everyone. Hopefully. Just waiting for the intimations. I'm going to sing. Welcome to our special service of worship this morning, which will be led by our CATCH group, Kids at Church. Visitors and newcomers are very welcome. Please stay afterwards for teas, coffees and mince pies. For Christmas, we have more special services coming up. Our Christingle family service is at tea time on Christmas Eve. We will also have informal gatherings in church for watch night and on Christmas morning. Remember to bring a present you have received with you so that to that one. Details are below. Tuesday the 24th is Christmas Eve, 6:30, Christingle Family Service. And at 11:45 that same day is the watch night gathering. On the 25th at 9:30 a.m. we've got Christmas gathering, and on Sunday the 29th, 11:30 a.m. Sunday worship as normal. Warm Spaces and Sanctuary Cinema. The church is taking part in the Warm Spaces initiative again and is normally open on Thursday afternoons between 1 p.m. and 5 p.m. until the end of March. As the next two Thursdays fall on public holidays, there will be a break until the 9th of January, when the classic movie Whiskey Galore, the original version, will be shown. Films start at 2 p.m. There are further intimations on the printed sheet. This can be viewed on Facebook or downloaded from our website if you do not have a copy. Thank you.
I should have said something about bringing a present on Christmas morning because I like to see what people get. I think I'm getting coal this year because I've not been a good enough boy to get to have Santa visit. What do you think?
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Goes without saying. Right. Now, this is always a very, very difficult service for me to announce the next bit. What are we going to light?
Candles!
Four candles, yes. Right. What I'd like are volunteers who've not lit a candle so far this year. Who's not lit a candle and would like to help? Thank you. And now I've got nothing to do. I just hand over, and I think Lois is first, aren't you?
Hello and welcome back to our Christmas Light Show Nativity, and back for one day and one day only, our amazing narrators.
Thank you. Now last year we were so impressed with the audience involvement that this year we're going to do it again.
Oh, no, we're not.
Stop. It's not a pantomime, just a nativity with a difference. We'll let you know when we need your help, okay?
Now let's have some fun. We need to start our Christmas light show with what else? Lights.
So for our first volunteer, we need a Christmas light professional. Who is in charge of all the decorations in your house? If it's your job to put up the Christmas lights, put up your hand.
Finally, it's Christmas time again. Yep. Finally, it's Christmas time again. I'm excited. The music, the food, the presents.
Hang on, we have a problem. We can't put up these lights on the Christmas tree until we get them untangled. Can you manage to get them untangled? We can sing a song and give us some time.
Let's sing Deck the Halls.
Thank you, everyone, and thank you, Louise. How did you do?
Brilliant. Now that we've got our Christmas lights, we need a Christmas tree to decorate. Yes, great idea. So we're going to invite another volunteer to join us. Who would like to be a living Christmas tree? Magnus. Alright, now our Christmas light professional is going to wrap the lights around you.
For many of us, lights are an essential part of Christmas celebration. We light candles, we cover our homes in lights, and we decorate our Christmas trees with lights. How are we doing? Ready to switch them on? Nope.
Take all the time you want. Wow. Isn't it a beautiful sight? Let's give a round of applause to our Christmas lights professional and our living Christmas tree. What was that, Magnus?
Aren't we forgetting something? The true light of Christmas.
You're right, Magnus. Sometimes we do get so tangled up in the business of Christmas, the decorations, the parties,
the presents, the food,
that we don't take the time to really celebrate the true meaning of Christmas.
Well, let's make sure that we do today. Let's sing the first Noel.
Feels like
Okay, for this next part, we're going to need some angels and shepherds to come on the stage. Who wants to be an angel or a shepherd?
Come on. A little depiction. Leo Lewis. Norman.
Am I a shepherd or a
shepherd? You'll be a shepherd. Claire. Helen. Up here. Ayla. You got a special request. You're a shepherd. Okay, so there are shepherds in the field one night. Night, so I'll get the lights. Let's start again. There are shepherds in the field one night, doing their shepherd thing, when suddenly angels appeared. The glory of God shone around them like a bright light. Shepherds, light them up.
Shine your torches at them, but don't blind them.
The shepherds were terrified when they saw the angels. Come on, remember this bit from last year. Terrified. That's better. Well, the angel said,
"Do not be afraid. We've got good news. A king has been born right down in the world in Bethlehem. His name is Jesus. He is the Savior. He is the true light."
After the angel left, the shepherds decided to go see Jesus for themselves. When they came, they were filled with joy and excitement.
Joy and excitement, shepherds.
They told everyone that they saw about the true light that had been born in Bethlehem.
Thank you to our shepherds and angels. You can take your seats now as we sing our next carol, "O Shepherds Watch Their Flocks by Night."
Thank you.
Alright, now we need three wise men to join us on stage. Who are the smartest guys in the room? Any professors? Any engineers? Does anyone own a telescope? Point them out. Where are you? Come up on stage now.
Tariq. Henry's mum? Next, we're going to need one person to be our bright star. Who's someone with a bright personality? Point them out. I know.
There are magi from the east. Wise men is what we call them, looking for the new king. They watch the sky looking for a sign. And one day, a new star appeared. It was so bright.
I know they're earning light.
The wise men knew that this was the sign they were looking for, so they followed the star.
Okay, so starring to walk around the stage and into the audience. And wise men, you're going to follow the star. Go.
Day and night, they follow the star. They grew tired and weary. But they never took their eyes off the star. Eventually, the star stopped.
Okay, star. Back to center stage now.
The Christmas star had stopped in Bethlehem. There the wise men found the true light of Christmas, Jesus. They gave Jesus gifts of gold and of frankincense and of precious myrrh.
Thank you to our wise men and our bright star, Adam. You can take your seats as we sing our next carol, We Three Kings.
Feel the fountain pour and wander.
Now I think it's about time that we meet Jesus' parents. We can have a Mary and a Joseph come up stage now. You two will do.
Our King came to earth as a little baby. The Saviour of the world was born in the stable. The Son of God, the son of two humble humans. Mary and Joseph, Jesus is the true light of Christmas. Jesus was the living word that John wrote about in the Bible.
Mary and Joseph, can you hand out some little gifts to our congregation as we true light of Christmas. Christ be our light. Anno Magnus will read for us John chapter 1 verses 1 to 5 and 9 to 14.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it.
Light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him. The world did not recognize him. He came to that which is his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. The Lord became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
Can we invite all the children back onto the stage for a prayer?
Dear Lord, this Christmas, as we rush around with the busyness of the season, buying presents, visiting friends, going to parties and fetes, and playing with our new toys, please help us to detangle ourselves from distractions and to remember that the true light of Christmas is you. Help us, Lord, to be like the shepherds. Help us not to be blinded by the lights and to be fearful what to do is right. Help us, Lord, to be like the Magi, following your light. When we are lost or unsure at times, help us to remember that your word can help us find our way. Help us, Lord, to love you like Mary and Joseph. Let us find a special place for you, not in a stable, but in our hearts, for your love shines upon us all. Amen.
Thank you, Leah. This brings us to the end of our nativity service.
But this year, as you look at Christmas lights everywhere, we hope that you will be reminded that Jesus is the true light of Christmas, and that we have the opportunity to shine the light of Jesus wherever we go.
Before we go, we have one more song. Shine, Jesus, shine. We can have the lights off so you can even wave your glow sticks around.
Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us. Let us be by the truth you have made us to shine.
Did you enjoy that? Did kids at church do well? Give them a big clap. Well done. This is one of my favourite services of the year, and you've excelled, so that's great. And I think we also need to thank the leaders of Catch, because they've done a whole lot of work. And I was warned they were rewriting some of the songs, or one song anyway. So that's great. Can I remind people that they're meant to stay and have mince pies? You like mince pie? So I've had a really good week. I've been in school. I've been in church, done all sorts of things. It's been great fun. So I hope you're all going to have a great Christmas. And I hope to see some of you, if not all of you, at Christmas services. Remember our Christingle, which is a great service at 6:30. And if you're not preparing Brussels sprouts at 9:30 in the morning, it's always good to be here on Christmas morning and bring a present. So we'll have a short prayer, a short blessing, and then we can go and have our mince pies. Good idea? Anybody here hungry? Thought there might be. So let's give thanks. Almighty God, we thank you for all that Christmas is. We ask you to bless us in Jesus' name, to send us here with a big smile on our faces, because we are celebrating the birth of Jesus. The blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen.